This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
A bad day to travel by air as air travelers are stuck on the ground at airports nationwide. It's a system-wide outage this morning, and Southwest and Delta are tweeting apologies. The FAA says outages are also affecting United, JetBlue, Alaska Airlines, and others. Over 1,400 flight delays have so far been reported. Former VP Joe Biden's denying a former Nevada lawmaker's claims that he behaved inappropriately at a campaign event in 2014. Lucy Flores says Biden kissed her on the back of the head and made her feel uncomfortable. Biden says in a statement it was never his intention to do so. Flores says,
frankly, my point was never about his intentions, and they shouldn't be about his intentions. It should be about the women on the receiving end of that behavior.
USA Radio News.
It's amazing but true. When it comes to one of America's biggest household expenditures, health care, a lot of people think they've got no choice. People are used to thinking we have to do it this way, but they don't. Yes, you have the freedom to choose an alternative with your health care. It's MediShare, and it costs way less than the alternatives. The typical family saves $500 a month, not a year. A month. And if you're single, this can save you a lot too. And let's face it, a big reason MediShare is 400,000 people strong, it just works. They've shared over $3 billion in medical bills, so they can help share your needs too. Joining MediShare for so many people is one of those things that makes you say, why didn't I do this before? So yes, the time has come for something better. Look into joining MediShare and see why so many people are opting out of the old way and into the new. Why not look into this? Just call 855-90-PSALM. That's 855-90-PSALM. 855-90-PSALM.
Over the weekend, the president announces he's cut $500 million in aid to El Salvador, Guatemala, and Honduras, as the countries have not done enough to prevent migrant caravans from heading towards the United States. And the president says it's likely this week he'll shut down, if not the entire border with Mexico, at least large sections of it. Illinois Democrat Senator Dick Durbin says it's not going to help the problem.
What we need to do is focus on what's happening in Central America, where three countries are dissembling before our eyes and people are desperately coming to the United States.
President Trump says two caravans of Central American migrants are currently headed through Mexico towards the United States, and he'll shut down the border if Mexico doesn't stop them. Georgia's controversial heartbeat abortion bill is now awaiting Governor Brian Kemp's signature. The State House giving final approval on Friday. The ACLU of Georgia is planning to challenge that bill. And this is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
A new poll shows many don't think a summary of the final report on Russian interference in the 2016 election has completely cleared President Trump. It's an NBC News Wall Street Journal survey. It shows 40% of the people think Trump is not yet in the clear. 29% say he has been vindicated. Another 31% say they just don't know. The Reverend Jesse Jackson and other clergy will be gathering today in Chicago to support Cook County's state's attorney, Kim Fox, as she is facing criticism over the decision to drop charges against Empire actor Jussie Smollett. A news conference and rally will be held at the Chicago Temple downtown today. Jackson saying the criticism of Fox is unreasonable, unjustified, and that it's all politically motivated. And a 12-year-old Michigan boy is not waiting for lawmakers to fix the roads in that state. Monty Scott is using dirt from his yard to fill in the holes on a street near his home in Muskegon Heights. He says he was inspired to take action after his mom's vehicle suffered several hundred dollars in damage after it struck a pothole recently. So far, he's filled in about 15 potholes. He says he hopes to finish at least the rest of his own street. And you can find us online at usaradio.com for USA Radio News. I'm Chris Barnes.
She seems happier. Her fur is so much shinier, silkier, softer. She has really mellowed a lot.
Sheba is 105 lean pounds of shiny, smooth, happy dog for life.
The shedding has stopped. The itching has stopped.
Since 2001, we've helped more than 250,000 dogs get over their nutritional deficiency miseries.
And saved our customers bazillions in vet bills.
Everything we tried failed except the Dynavite.
Come to Dynavite for help.
DINOVITE.com.
If you want the dog to be healthy, you got to feed it something healthy.
The omega-3 fatty acids.
Flaxseed, zinc, alfalfa.
The digestive enzymes that are cooked out of regular dog food.
Dynavite is nutrition.
Dynavite for life.
Don't let your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy.
Come to Dynavite for help.
859-428-1000.
859-428-1000.
DINOVITE.com.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Hey, that's what it's all about, ladies and gentlemen. How you doing? Hope it was a great weekend for you as we start another week here on Monday, April Fool's Day, okay? So do not be fooled. We're about critical thinking and, critical questioning. And it's okay to ask those questions, though the left would not want you to, because it makes them uncomfortable, because they're used to getting a pass by the mainstream media. Don't want to ask any tough questions about any proposed policy ideas and all. 6 minutes after the top of the hour, good to have you along with us. I'm Bill Martinez, and looking at what was happening in terms of conversation on the Sunday news shows, it looks like the Dems are locked down as we are approaching a possible, yes, another government shutdown. And the focus is the border. I mean, this is ridiculous that, our policymakers, our, elected officials, because of the resistance that continues, this isn't, yes, it is all about Donald Trump, okay, but it's not about the American people. And I don't know how you switch feet here and say that it's only about Trump and you do everything you can resist, but, let us be in charge and we'll get this squared away. And, and then they will blame the president and say, well, you've had 2.5 years. Why didn't you fix it? Well, how long and how many years have the Democrats continued? And the problem that we have right now are policies that were established by one Barack Obama. And on the surface, you think, OK, well, this is fixable. And what we'll do is anybody who comes in illegally, instead of through one of the 45, 48 legal ports of entry, hey, we just, it'll preclude any kind of process. I mean, they have preempted due process. And that seems to be, commonsensical to me, is that, look, if you're going to break the law right at the point of entry, well, then, no collect $200. You just go straight, not even to jail. You just go back home. But God forbid we do something like that. So anything that's reasonable is canceled. And I know for business types and people of reason, you think, okay, this is kind of a no-brainer, but not when it comes to politics. Everything is brain bruising, and so what do you do? So now you've got a bipartisan effort of Democrats and Republicans coming together and talking about this whole border crisis situation, and that's part of the problem. Is the Democrats insist that there's no border crisis. So there's no border crisis. There's no sense of urgency. Why should they put any time to this? They're going to follow the lead of Nancy Pelosi, even though she says, look, I'm not going to have anything to do with it. I'm stepping away. I suggest the president step away and let these guys come up with, this bipartisan group, come up with answers. So she says. But no doubt, her stamp of disapproval is all over this. They're not talking about border security. What they're talking about is how do we negotiate this thing politically? Because if they were truly talking about border security, all things would be on the table, and you'd be hearing some ideas that reflected that, right? I mean, common sense ideas, not about Trump, not about Nancy Pelosi. It's just, hey, the American people, you know, we understand the president's number one job, and this is why he got elected, is to protect the citizens of America. And right now, yes, we have border problems all around, and we've got people coming in overstaying visas and all that. But clearly, when you've got another three migrations in line, sweeping in like new hurricanes off the Atlantic, you know, they're coming, you know, to a border near you, and they just keep on coming. And why not? Because we can't figure this out. We can't even agree. And so people do that which they get rewarded for. And right now they're going for the big, you know, hey, they're going for the golden ring. The golden ring out there is to, you know, be in the United States. And once you get through the border and you're released in because of the whole catch and release deal, because you only have so many days to process these people, which is ridiculous, because even that policy was established based on a particular flow, right? And now if you're overwhelming the system, you know, common sense would say, look, we need some more time. But, oh, no, you know, we offend people. And the Democrats get in the way because, you know, we get back to that whole stupid thing that we don't want to give President Trump a victory here. It's not about President Trump. It's the American people. You know, what is it? The American people can't get a victory here? I mean, even the Latin American people, they don't get a victory here. You know, they just come in and they're released and now they live in the shadows. I mean, you know, we've got, you know, we're starting to have generations of illegal immigrants living in the shadows. Now, you wouldn't want to be in their country living in the shadows, even if, you know, if everything was perfect and it was all great and everything. I mean, you have to live in the underworld of a country and living in the shadows. You can't call, you know, officials. You can't call police. You can't dial 911 if you got a problem for any kind of protection. So you have to go along with the new enforcement setup that has all been created because of our border policies. I mean, this is lose-lose all the way around. But again, you know, it's all political. You know, we don't want to give any, we certainly don't want to give Trump a win. So we're going to do everything we can to block it instead of coming together and saying, all right, what makes sense here? I mean, you're arguing that you have too many people on the border. So what does the president do? Say, okay, fine. So what we're going to do is we're going to increase. White logic would say, let's increase the detention, number of beds in the detention centers. Well, Nancy Pelosi and Democrats, again, being their irresistible selves, say, oh, no, you can't do that. You know, we know that border walls work to a degree, but, of course, wall is now the new four-letter word here in politics. So, we're going to resist all the empirical evidence and drop that out. And mainstream media is not doing anything to help. See, all this stuff is being at a disservice of the American people instead of objectively looking at this deal. I get very, very few reports from the mainstream media offering any kind of ideas of a positive nature. We have a problem. But you want to say we don't have a problem, and it goes on and on. You know, whether we're talking about the opioids situation coming, you know, illegal drugs being run into our country, sex trafficking. I mean, supposedly the Democrats are the party of women, right? But it matters none to them that women are being sex trafficked in our country. And you don't want to hear, you know, just like people didn't want to hear about abortion. And we're going to talk about that in a little bit here, too, and the success of Unplanned. But, you know, they continue to stick their head in the sand because it's all about politics. It's not reasonable. It's not, you know, of human history. I mean, any kind of humanity. It is disgusting, you know, that they continue to argue instead of saying, okay, let's fix the problem. I mean, you know, do you not see that there's a problem? But because of the resistance, because of a political stubbornness, you know, here we are. Going on and on. In fact, on top of that, we may be looking at another shutdown because, according to a timeline, they needed to have an answer today in order to get it through both houses of Congress. But it looks like that's not going to happen. You know, Senator Brasso was on this weekend along with Tester, and they were just saying, hey, look, at maybe a 50-50 chance of it passing. So what are we going to look at? Another government shutdown? But everybody says they don't want it. Well, stay tuned for details.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Retrievers, Labradors, Goldens are the main breeds that come through our door, but we'll train anything with four legs and a tail. My husband and I own a kennel. We train hunting dogs and also have a boarding and grooming business. And our dogs, they're athletes, and we feed a very quality food. You can't get enzymes in a commercial dog food because they cook it at such a high heat that so much important nutrition is just cooked right out of it. But adding Dynavite to their diet has every single dog in my kennel looking better than they have ever looked.
DINOVITE.com.
859-428-1000.
The omega-3 fatty acids.
Flaxseed, zinc, alfalfa, the digestive enzymes that are cooked out of regular dog food.
Dynavite is nutrition.
If you want the dog to be healthy, you got to feed it something healthy.
DINOVITE.
Dynavite's the bomb.
859-428-1000.
859-428-1000.
Dynavite for life.
DINOVITE.com.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
You didn't think they'd get away with it, did you?
Oh, you needn't have worried. I trust your taste implicitly. Thank you.
Bill Martinez, live.
Fresh and independent, just the way you like us. 19 minutes after the top of the hour, the final four is all set. And, boy, I'll tell you, it was rough on a couple of number ones, or at least top-seeded ones. Duke fell a point short, so they're not in the final four. It'll be Michigan State. Virginia was the only number one seed to make it through, getting by Purdue by 5 points. Gonzaga, number one, fell to Texas Tech, the number three seed. And so you got Texas Tech, you got Virginia, you have Michigan State, and rounding out the Final Four, Auburn. So that made Charles Barkley all very happy. Very quickly, I was excited, and I got to tell you, personally, I was very excited to see the results at the box office of Unplanned. And again, I would encourage all my fellow people of faith that this is a movie, this is a must-see movie. And please don't drive me nuts anymore when I go and ask you if you've seen the movie and you say, well, I've seen the trailer. No, you cannot see, just get by and seeing the trailer. You've got to see the movie. But it looks like a lot of people heeded the admonishments and the suggestion to go and see the movie. And I got to tell you also, a lot of churches were promoting the movie as well. And look what it did. Number five at the box office this weekend. Adam Holtz and I from Focus on the Family, we're going to talk a little bit more about it, took in an estimated $6.1 million on a cumulative per-screen average of over $5,000, almost $6,000 on only 1,059 locations across the country. The film received a rare A-plus cinema score. This is how good. I mean, the response by the people. So obviously a lot of people of faith did go out and check this out. And, you know, we had a chance. I was at NRB last week, as you may recall, because we were broadcasting live there. And met up with Abby Johnson. You know, we talked to so many people that were part of the movie. Ashley Brasher and Mike Lindell. Mike Lindell, yes, the pillow guy, and that's no April Fool's, okay? We were on the phone together and talking about it, and Ashley, again, was very vulnerable to share, you know, about that, what is becoming, you know, a memorable phone call, you know, with her mother. And if you didn't hear this, gosh, I'll tell you, it's it really tears at your heart, but it speaks of what is going on and what has happened in our culture, you know, in terms of, you know, the whole abortion issue, that it's just about every family. I mean, here Ashley goes, she has like a 5-hour notice, I think she said, to get on a plane, go to the Bahamas, go do the shooting. And after a couple of days, calls her mom, says, look, here's what's going on. And keep in mind that all the people that did, you know, I think James Hurston reported on this, that every one of the people that were, you know, stars in the movie and that, understood what they were getting into, that this could potentially blackball them out of Hollywood. I mean, Dean Cain's had a rough time ever since, you know, his participation in the Kermit Gosnell movie. And so, you know, they understood that was the case, that they were in it for the long haul. So Ashley puts it all in line. She shows up. So a couple of days, she happens to touch base with her mom, says, hey, I'm here, I'm shooting this movie. It's the Abby Johnson movie, former clinic director for Planned Parenthood. You know, it's about abortion and all this. And her mom goes, you know, gosh, I always wanted to tell you, but I, you know, just have not really found the right time. But maybe you should be aware that when I was 19 years old, I went to Planned Parenthood for an abortion, and I was carrying you. And at the last second, I decided not to have an abortion.
Wow.
Could you imagine what that would do to you? That, I mean, on one hand, you could focus on, oh, gosh, my mother was so desperate that she didn't want me, and I was moments from being extinguished, or thank God for his grace and his mercy to save me so that here all these years later, I think Ashley's maybe about 23 now, so 23 years later or so, I could be playing Abby Johnson in this incredible movie that is changing hearts and minds on abortion. And this is something she was not aware of and only found out about while she was at she was on set for the movie Unplanned. As I said, Adam Holtz from Focus on the Family plugged in. We'll talk more about that when he comes on in the second hour. But back to the Sunday news and what was going on. I thought it was quite interesting that I don't know why I'm surprised. Maybe that's an April Fool's joke that the mainstream media says, look, we have no complicity, that we didn't say anything wrong about the Mueller report. We were, we think it's unfair that people are coming up with these stories. We didn't get it wrong. I mean, hey, listen to what Jake Tapper had to say.
So now, well, as usual, you take the president at his word in his tweets.
He wants it released, but I'm not sure what you're saying the media got wrong. But the media reported what the investigation was going on. Other than the people in the media on the left, not on this network. I don't know anybody who got anything wrong. We didn't say that there was conspiracy. We said that Mueller was investigating conspiracy.
That's fine. If that's your recollection of history, that's great. Face it. Come on, the media got this wrong, Jake. It's okay. People get stuff wrong all of the time, just not at this level. But it's done now. The report is there. It's extraordinarily thorough, as you know. I think they talked to 500 people, issued 2,800 subpoenas, and it completely exonerates the president. There's no collusion. There's no obstruction of justice.
Have you
it's
read
exactly
the Mueller report?
What the president said it was. Neither have you. I've read the bar summary, which is what everybody else has read.
Well, so this is it. You know, we're going to split hairs on it. We're going to rewrite history because somehow they got to save face. You know, let's go back and remember what Dinesh D'Souza had to say about keeping the con. You got to keep the con. You can't let go of it because you spent all this time. But originally, remember when it was first reported, even those on the left and CNN had to say, look, we got a black eye on this deal. You know, we misreported this. And a lot of talking heads are there, but of course, now they're stepping behind the cover of the new scenario, and that is, well, we never said this. You know, we were just saying that it was a conspiracy. We were only echoing, you know, what was being, you know, said by, by Barr or by others. You know, don't hold us accountable. You know, don't hold the mainstream media accountable for getting it wrong. And, again, you know, this is what's going to happen because they're going to repeat that scenario, which, you know, is like an April Fool's joke, but people will buy into it. And this is why the numbers right now, they have been very successful in confusing people because a lot of people still aren't sure about whether or not the president was exonerated. I mean, let's suspend reason. Let me tell you this. If there was anything, do you have any doubt? If there was anything whatsoever that Bob Mueller and team, you know, 19 attorneys that were, you know, can we agree they're really in the Democratic camp? I mean, one highly involved with the Hillary campaign, okay? Andrew Weissman, which Sidney Powell's reported on historically and writes about in her book, License to Lie. The influence, the prevailing influence was definitely anti-Trump. And if they could get anything on him, they would have gotten something on him. And let me tell you, so does reason tell you that had Bob Mueller et al. Had anything on Donald Trump that we'd have known by now, and even in the 4-page summary, It wasn't. I mean, forget about this ludicrous deal. I understand. I mean, again, it helps promote the narrative of the left, what Saturday Night Live tried to do with it. It wasn't even good comedy. I thought it was lousy, frankly, the way they portrayed it. I thought they could have had, you know, some fun with it. But it was like, it was so obviously political that you think, okay, so what you're trying to do is just indoctrinate people and not even entertain them with any kind of value to, you know, respect that people have a mind and they can figure this out for themselves. So, you know, meanwhile, people that do not understand and they hear the bombardment of negative news think, okay, well, that's just the way it is. That, you know, the media, oh, they're okay. You know, they live another day. So are they going to keep the con? And as Mick Mulvaney said, well, you know, if that's the way you want to remember history, it's false. It's a false narrative. Because, you know, what will happen is in the coming days, get ready. There will be a collage, a bombardment of talking head comments to remind everybody just what they said. I mean, they were losing their skulls over this deal. And then, of course, look what happened. You know, after everything came out, CNN's ratings went through the floor. I mean, it came crashing down big time because the people felt, their viewers, like they got juked. April Fools, all this time. So here it is, April Fool's Day. Michael Caputo is coming up next. We're going to get into a little bit more detail, talk about the Mueller report and all that he went through. I'm Bill Martinez, 29 minutes after.
This report is brought to you by Blistex. Odor Eaters is back for their 44th annual fun yet smelly rotten sneaker contest. All participants at this national contest raised a stink by showing off their foul-smelling sneakers at the annual event. Children traveled from near and far to compete at this year's contest hosted at Ripley's Believe It or Not for a chance to win the national smelly title, $2,500, and tickets to the Broadway show Aladdin. But only one lucky pair of rotten sneakers could be crowned the winner, and they belong to 15-year-old Seneca Slocum from Eagle River, Alaska. And while scientists thought that the human nose could only detect about 10,000 different smells, they recently discovered that this number increased to 1 trillion, making it possible for our judges to find a new foul scent on every sniff. George Aldridge, NASA's chief sniffer.
This year's participants really brought the smells with the foulest of odors. Kids are known for getting into some stinky messes, but these kids sure have a talent.
For more information, visit odoreaters.com. Again, that's odoreaters.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
A bad day to travel by air, as air travelers are stuck on the ground at airports nationwide. It's a system-wide outage this morning, and Southwest and Delta are tweeting apologies. The FAA says outages are also affecting United, JetBlue, Alaska Airlines, and others. Over 1,400 flight delays have so far been reported. Former VP Joe Biden's denying a former Nevada lawmaker's claims that he behaved inappropriately at a campaign event in 2014. Lucy Flores says Biden kissed her on the back of the head and made her feel uncomfortable. Biden says in a statement it was never his intention to do so. Flores says,
frankly, my point was never about his intentions, and they shouldn't be about his intentions. It should be about the women on the receiving end of that behavior.
USA Radio News.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Save on your next oil change with 5 quarts of Castrol GTX High Mileage Motor Oil and a MicroGuard filter on sale now for the same price as Castrol Conventional for just $26.99. Improve engine performance in your vehicle with Castrol Motor Oil at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day. Limit supply. See store for details.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly. Auto Parts.
The tradition, the suspense, the race. Here's your chance to experience the Kentucky Derby firsthand. Rocket Mortgage is giving away 20 VIP trips to Churchill Downs to witness the Kentucky Derby. And one lucky winner will receive $250,000 toward a new home or pay off their mortgage. Enter today at homestretchsweepstakes.com.
No purchase necessary. 21 years or older. Ends on April 7, 2019. Equal housing lender, licensed in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
Look, up in the sky, it's a bird!
It's a plane!
Bill Martinez, live.
When we used to put on a cape, I mean, you know, it just seemed like that time was so innocent and so much more fun. Now, maybe that's what we need to do, Michael Caputo, is put our capes back on. I know it's April Fool's Day, but nonetheless, I mean, you know, I think America is ready for some fun. What do you think?
I know my family and I are, for sure.
Oh, for all that you've gone through, brother. Oh my goodness, Michael. I'm telling you. I'm telling you for what you went through.
Yeah, well, I think it's been really tough on the nation as well, and more importantly, from my perspective, there's about, I don't know, 40 or 50 people from old school Trump folks, you know, who were caught up as witnesses in this bogus investigation, this hoax. And all of them, one way or another, has had a really tough time the last couple of years.
Right.
I know a lot of people who lost their jobs, lost their businesses. I know one family where the mother and father lost their job because of this investigation. So it's a relief to a lot of people.
Michael, what does this say about, this is supposed to be a government up for by we the people. If people want to get involved in our government, I mean, this dissuades the everyman to say, look, I want to be a part of the solution and the answer to the problem. But if you get caught up, if you happen to be on the wrong side, I mean, basically what the Democrats and the mainstream media said is that, okay, you can be on the Democrat team, but God forbid if you're on the Republican team, you better come prepared with a war chest because, you know, you need lotto winnings in order to defend yourself. Because if we so decide, whether it's Lois Lerner, the IRS, or, you know, any of the three-letter agencies that come after you, you got hell to pay.
It's true, and I think, you know, this is going to go the way things always do, and nobody will work on at least federal campaigns. That seems to be where the Democrats focus their litigiousness and their investigations. You know, Roger Stone has had three or four different private suits leveled against him. I think he's beat all of them one at a time, but he's had to engage multiple lawyers to do so. We're going to end up having to insure anybody who works for a presidential campaign or a U.S. Senate campaign probably,
yes,
has to insure them against any kind of litigation. Going to have to indemnify them. I'll tell you what, I would never work on another campaign without being legally indemnified.
Exactly. Why would you put your family at such risk? I mean, for all that you've gone through. See, and to me, this is, you know, Michael, and I appreciate all that you tried to do and all that you accomplished on behalf of we the people. You represented, you know, half of the country in supporting Trump and bringing your talents to the campaign. And this is how you're rewarded. I mean, this is, and I understand, look at, a lot of people's, you know, defended you. They invested their money and, you know, and helped you through this. But regardless, I mean, you know, will you ever be fully healed again after this experience?
Well, we had a bit of a family meeting this week, and after a week of just sitting back and experiencing, watching the Mueller report being filed and letting that wash over us, the fact that, you know, with the criminal investigation over, none of the witnesses who feared that any moment they would become a target, none of us has to worry about that anymore.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you know, I mean, people don't know how deep this goes. I mean, you know, Roger Stone, every Friday for 6 months, the media was telling him he was about to be arrested. You know, the arrests were always Friday morning, really early.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And for something like 6 months, Roger Stone saved every night on every Thursday night before he went to bed.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, just in case they came to his door and hauled him out. You know, I think that, you know, there's a big difference between a witness and a target in an investigation. But we know that this group, the Mueller group, was vengeful and motivated by God knows what, and at any moment they could turn a witness into a target. It was a fearful situation.
Well, you being woken up, I mean, and this happens in Florida. I live in Florida as well, Michael, as you know. And, you know, it's a concealed carry state. And I've had many conversations with in John Whitehead with the Rutherford Institute about this. Is you got these middle of the night, you know, knock raids that they come in and they're banging on your door. Well, you know, if you're a concealed carry state, chances are the person that comes to the door, he doesn't know who's there. He's woken up in the middle of the night from a dead sleep, and all of a sudden hears all this rattling going on. Chances are most people in a concealed carry state are going to come to the door with a gun. Well, one pistola against, you know, firepower that comes upon you with a SWAT team. How many did they have, you know, for Roger Stone? Was something like 19 officers or something? Was it more than that? Maybe a couple dozen?
I think there were 24.
So,
I mean, it gets worse, actually, because if you recall how they did the same thing to Paul Manafort.
Exactly.
They didn't just knock on his door. They broke into his house and came into his bedroom with their guns drawn and woke him up at gunpoint in his bed and his wife in her nightclothes. And that's in Virginia, where it's a concealed carry state.
Mm-hmm.
And when you're going into a lifelong Republican's house with guns drawn, Republicans are appreciators of the Second Amendment. They could have expected that there might be personally owned private arms there, right?
Well, yeah, and the other thing too, Michael, and what people need to understand, look, I was reading a report the other day, 40% of the time when SWAT shows up like this, somebody gets shot. 40%! I mean,
right. Whoa,
I mean, I don't want those odds. And especially in this kind of situation that's all politically motivated, what you're doing to a citizen of this country is absolutely disgusting. I mean, it was, you know, I think it's quite rich. If you remember during the campaign, you know, Hillary kept saying, well, you know, we're not a banana republic. You know, we don't operate this way. Well, what we're finding out is Barack Obama's Justice Department really tried to turn this country into a banana republic.
It really seems so, and I think if the Republican Party has an appetite for it, and it's not clear that we do, you know, typically the party is weak on the investigation side, but we should be looking into all of this, and I think we should start by declassifying the FISA documents and start by finding out who in the Obama White House leaked General Flynn's telephone conversations to the Washington Post in December of 2016. That is... everything goes back to the dossier, Fed, FISA documents, and the leaks and unmaskings out of the White House.
Mm.
And I think we're going to find out that this goes all the way to the top in the White House, in the Obama administration.
No doubt whatsoever. I mean, when you read the stroke page, text back and forth, one of the big flags that stood out to me was they were real clear. It says, hey, look at the White House wants right. to be aware of this. So, you know, President Obama at the time, his fingerprints are all over this.
Actually, it's worse. The text, I think, said POTUS wants, not the White House. It named Obama, that text.
Mm-hmm.
President wants to know everything that's going on.
Right. So,
I mean, that's how, you know, and this is no doubt, in my mind, at this point, after being able to look in my rearview mirror at the Mueller team and wave goodbye, to me it looks like a politically commissioned investigation.
Yes.
That was phase two or three of a program that the Obama team put together to either stop or get rid of Donald Trump.
They did the same thing with the Tea Party. Remember, Lois Lerner and the IRS refused to give them tax exemption. I think to this day, there's probably still some conservative groups that have not gotten their tax exemption yet. And I maintain, Michael, there hasn't been a specific study on this, but I maintain that there's probably at least six voting cycles that have been affected because everyday people who wanted to exercise their civil responsibility were thwarted by the Democrats. I mean, yes, we're talking something, you know, on a grand scale of what they did to Trump in terms of a coup d'etat, which is very, very serious. But I mean, the disease is deep. It is rampant. It is serious. And what I'm concerned about, Michael, is after all that's said and done, I mean, you're weary and your family having, you know, gone through this tsunami, and the people, we the people, have gone through it too in our own way. And I'm just wondering if they have the tenacity and the courage to really see this through to where we finally pull back the shroud of deception that has been thrust upon the people.
You're absolutely right. I think we may get to the bottom of it.
I can only hope so.
My lifetime.
I only hope so, Michael. I mean, we still can't figure out who killed John Kennedy. So, they know how to hold the con. They know how to protect themselves, all in the name of national security. We're talking with Trump campaign advisor Michael Caputo. More from him on the other side of the break. It's 18 before the top of the hour.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair you once had? Now you can with Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full-bodied head of hair. Reveal for men and women with all hair types comes with a 30-day money-back guarantee. Get yours at BillMartinezLive.com. Save up to 40%. Just click the banner at BillMartinezLive.com for all the details to start to live, feel, and be young again.
Let's have a chat about your debit card, the card you use for the things you buy every day. What if you could get cash back every time you bought those things? Well, now you can. Introducing Discover Cashback Debit. Just open a Discover bank account and start earning 1% cash back on up to $3,000 in debit card purchases every month automatically. Plus, there are no monthly fees or minimum balances. Now you can get cash back on the way you like to pay. Open a Discover bank account and get the debit card with cash back. Go to discoverbank.com/debit. Limitations apply. Excludes money market accounts. Discover Bank member FDIC.
This report is brought to you by the National Cattlemen's Beef Association, a contractor to the Beef Checkoff. Did you know 42% of people use their smart devices in the kitchen, and almost half of them have used it for cooking assistance? Modern technology is being applied in the kitchen in new and exciting ways. Now, advancements in artificial intelligence can even bring the skills of a chef and the knowledge of a rancher to the home kitchen with Chuck Knows Beef. Chuck Knows Beef, an all-knowing virtual beef expert powered by Google Artificial Intelligence, is here to meet the newest generation of family cooks with beef inspiration and technology. Chuck's knowledge can be easily accessed through a smart speaker. Jennifer Jasinski, chef and restaurant owner.
Chuck was designed to fit consumer needs with instant access to recipes, cut and nutrition information, and cooking tips wherever they happen to be. He can serve a great steak recipe and even text you the shopping list.
For more information, visit ChuckKnowsBeef.com. Again, that's ChuckKnowsBeef.com.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGDirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. we could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
Homemakers. Groceries by mail ships free. Try our amazing bacon. It stores in your pantry. No refrigeration required. Our value-added packaging provides a 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Always priced less than grocery for your everyday use. Savory and delicious. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. readytoeatbacon.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Bill Martinez.
He has amassed an incredibly large DVD library, and it is said that he never once alphabetized it. If he were to mail a letter without postage, it would still get there. When it is raining, it is because he's thinking about something sad. The pheromones he secretes have been known to affect people miles away in a slight but measurable way. He once punched a magician. That's right. You heard me. His hands feel like rich brown suede. He is the most interesting man in the world.
Stay listening, my friend. Bill Martinez Live.
It's that rich Corinthian leather kind of feel. You know, I'm telling you, Michael Caputo, that's what it's all about. 14 minutes before the top of the hour. Hey, you said you tried to follow, I was reading your Twitter, you tried to follow Unplanned Movie and your garage door opened?
It's amazing what this whole way they're even trying to control the platforms on the internet. It's really quite something, isn't it?
Yeah, you're not paranoid. I mean, after all you've gone through, you go, hey, man, I'm just trying to, and of course, leave it to you. It's like, here's another controversial movie that did quite well. It made it in the top five, over $6 million. And, it is definitely the movie Planned Parenthood doesn't want people to see.
No, there's no doubt. And I think that, you know, this whole Mueller investigation and in some ways, I think even more than that, you know, all of the people on the list, the 81 people who Bill Nadler, Jerry Nadler,
yeah.
Chairman of Judiciary, just sent document requests. So I'm a member of that honorable club.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I wonder to me how many of those people have had FISA warrants served on, have been unmasked. How many of them have been the subject of a gratuitous surveillance? I know the father of one of the people that the Mueller investigation wanted to subpoena. His home was cased by an FBI MC truck. It was a truck that had a device in the
all the listening devices and everything. Yeah, right.
Mm-hmm. Right, and it has it accesses cell phone numbers. So it's like, and this was a father of someone that they wanted to subpoena. They unleashed the full and total power of the federal government on all of these people, and people like Carter Page and George Papadopoulos. Our country failed them.
Exactly. Well, you know, and the thing is, when you look at the results, I mean, the mainstream media and those that support this witch hunt, they want to go down this list of people, these oligarchs that were, that Mueller had indicted and others. I mean, nothing about collusion, nothing that was conspiratorial, and they claim that as proof Jake Tapper with CNN, in his conversation with Mick Mulvaney, you know, came up with a new narrative that CNN's going to put out, and that is that they didn't get anything wrong about reporting on the Mueller investigation.
I know. You know what's really funny, and I'm trying to work, you know, to work people through this denial state. Friends of mine on the liberal side, asking them why, if, for example, they haven't apologized to Carter Page for creating a narrative that crushed his life, or even, for example, did you know, I haven't met George Papadopoulos. I've been on TV with him via satellite once now. And,
right.
And I was the guy who called him Coffee Boy when he first came out as someone who was arrested. Early on, I could not understand what George Papadopoulos was even trying to do. And then it came out that the country was dragging him into these things by putting people in front of him and inviting him out to, you know, posh affairs with the Australian ambassador. He was like 28 when that was happening. A 28-year-old wouldn't go meet with the Australian ambassador.
Exactly. Exactly.
But the funny thing is, George Papadopoulos has never once spoken to a Russian. Let that sink in for a second. He went to jail. He never once spoke to a Russian. The only people that he spoke to about anything are people that the FBI sent to trap him.
Exactly.
That's it.
Well, but that's what I was going to ask you, Michael. Doesn't this amount to some form of entrapment? But, again, you'd probably have to have another bazillion-dollar war chest to prove your case.
Well, my understanding is that for a large part of this time, when George was being pulled in, he was unrepresented by an attorney, and he eventually got representation, but, you know, he made the mistake in his interview that drove their allegation of a 1001 charge, a lying to the FBI charge. It's a dubious allegation, because he just remembered a date.
Right.
You know?
Well, that's what, you know, that's why Jerome Corsi held his ground, said, I am not going to sign and agree to a lie. And he held, and what did he go through? 40 plus hours of interrogation?
Yeah. And Carter Page, by the way, 40 hours of interrogation without an attorney. That is crazy.
Yes.
But we're all going to find out. You know, this kind of all goes back to Carter Page. The abuse really started with Carter Page and Papadopoulos. But the FISA abuse, et cetera, really keyed on Carter. Carter spent 40 hours in front of the Mueller type and Mueller and other investigators without an attorney. You know, that's almost an automatic arrest warrant.
Exactly.
After 40 hours, you're going to, like Papadopoulos did, misremember a date, and you're done. You're done. They will haul you in. Papadopoulos got put into leg irons for misremembering a date.
They drug him out in leg irons?
From the airport. I mean, this guy, I just bought his book. I'm reading through it. It's like a John McCare novel. No, and I don't want to belabor his point, but I do recommend that book. But in reality, our nation failed so many people, and frankly, Bill, my family's been through a lot, but we're really marginal players in this. I was never subpoenaed. I was never called before the grand jury, and I've never been charged or indicted on anything. I'm a volunteer witness.
Right.
And our real problem, besides the cost of that, and people were so gracious in our GoFundMe helping us with our legal fees, but it was it's the death threat.
Yes.
It really sinks.
Well, and like you say, the other stuff that lingers over your family, I mean, you all of a sudden you're still associated, I mean, the perception, again, with all the negative media, that you're associated with being a Russian spy.
Well, you know, George Papadopoulos never spoke once to a Russian. I am on the other end of that spectrum. I met with more Russians and talked with more Russians than all the other people in the Trump camp, you know, the whole Trump world combined.
Right.
Because the Clinton administration sent me to Moscow to meddle in their elections over there in Russia in 1994, and I stayed for 7 years. I married a Russian. We're divorced now. I'm now married to a Ukrainian. The Cold War in our family, right? But, you know, I speak Russian in the home. You know, I have many. My business partner is Russian. All these people are emigres who who are happy to be out of, you know, Putin's world, right?
Sure.
But
yeah.
Because of that, I was going to be called in at some point. But the ridiculous nature of the questions that were asked of me and the absolute naivete of the investigators, it was very clear to me from the very beginning that this was a politically commissioned investigation.
It was a hit job.
Part of a bigger plan.
A total hit job, Michael. I mean, this is what people, you know, and again, they're so good at hiding the con, and the mainstream media is carrying their water again, you know, and I look at the 2020 field of Democrats, and my question to any one of them is, who could handle 1 week of negative bombardment by the mainstream media, just 1 week that Donald Trump has been dealing with for 2.5 years?
Well, there's nobody that could, and you know, I mean, we're going to find out. I'm not paranoid. I've been through a lot, but my family and I are fine, and I'm mentally all here, Bill. But I got to tell you, we're going to find out that there was a coordinating conference call that was driving a lot of this activity.
Mm.
We're going to find out that people were truly and absolutely committed and orchestrated in their effort to destroy this president. And the question I have is, does our government work or does it not? Is there a rule of law or do we not have a rule of law? Because if there is a rule of law, we will find out who was on that conference call.
Exactly.
I'm absolutely convinced of it. Mm-hmm. But the question is, do we have the intestinal fortitude to discover the darkest mm-hmm. and dirtiest, sniveling, cowardly conspiracy in the history of our nation?
Well, at the very basis of all this, Michael, is we the people. We the people have to insist on this. This is a government of, for, by we the people, and they need to take a stand against this. They've already have reacted. I mean, look at CNN's polling data. I mean, their ratings. They've gone through the floor as a result of all this because their viewers feel like, look at, you betrayed us, even though Jake Tapper says, you know, with a straight face, oh, well, no, we never talked about that. We never said that. No, you did. And the people who watched your shows heard it over and over again. Just like when they watch Fox, they know what the narrative is. And you guys were really clear. You were doing everything you can. You were just waiting, for the perp walk of the president and everybody else, all president's men being perp walked, because you said you had all the facts. And guess what? You didn't deliver.
It's awful in a lot of ways, I think. I think from our perspective, it's the personal one. And it's the one that, you know, the impact it's had on, let's say, just, for example, my wife. I mean,
yeah.
She was... I mean, I met her when we worked on an election together in Ukraine, and we got married, and we live in a small village outside of Buffalo, New York. She mm-hmm. went and became a citizen the legal way. On
yes.
February 20th, 2017, she was sworn in. It was a really proud time in our lives.
I bet.
30 days later, in front of the United States House of Representatives Select Intelligence Committee.
We got 10 seconds left, Michael.
Mm-hmm. Jackie Smear called my wife a spy.
Oh, no.
And from that point forward, my wife got... a sniper rifle parts in the mail. She has been absolutely torn apart by this.
Well, Michael Caputo, thank you for your service. I appreciate it.
Are you a stock or options trader looking for real trading strategies that you can use immediately? Hi, my name is Scott Bauer, CEO of Prosper Trading Academy, and I'm on a mission to become the number one options coach in America. I'm a former vice president at Goldman Sachs. I have over 25 years of options trading experience, and right now, I'm giving away my most famous options guide with over 20 unique options strategies that I use every day for free. You can't buy this guide anywhere. To claim your free options trading guide, simply call 855-844-9702 now and mention my name, Scott Bauer, and we will rush you the guide. Call 855-844-9702 and someone from my options team will help you get this guide in your inbox as quickly as possible. Call 855-844-9702 now and start learning to trade the right way. Simply call 855-844-9702. Prosper with options.
Stocks and options trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors.
Maybe not today.